Turn with me, please, to Isaiah chapter 55. Several days ago, I felt the Lord directed me to read here, and as I read it again each day, I'd encourage you to do that as you read the Word of God. Go over it more than once. Verse 6. To save time that others may have opportunity, I'll read a few scriptures first. Verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Turn with me, please, also to Jeremiah 29, verse 13. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. As I was meditating on this portion in Isaiah 55, I'm sure I'm not alone, but many of you have been praying for the souls in Israel and the countries that surround it, and the souls in Ukraine and the countries that surround it, and all the refugees. And as I was pondering over this verse, it was a great comfort to me, but it spoke to me personally. And I thought to myself, I look at this portion from a Christian point of view. There's a lot of light that we have in the New Testament that brightens up this whole portion in Isaiah. And then it came to me, you know, these dear souls over in Israel, this portion is written to the Jew. I enjoy it as a Christian, but it's written to the Jew. I can appropriate it to myself for blessing, but there are men over there who have the Old Testament. They could be blessed by this same portion. I am not wrong in knowing that the Word of God will accomplish that whereunto it's sent. And aren't you thankful, and I thankful, that there are those in Israel who are reading the Old Testament. I was happy to know there are many there now in this time of awful trouble requesting the New Testament in Hebrew. I hope our souls mourn and pray for the Christians in those countries. Some are being called up into battle because they're part of Israel's army. They have New Testament light, and they're Jewish Christians. I hope our souls bear them up in prayer. And I love this that we read in Jeremiah. Ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. You know, you might be a young person sitting here right now. I know that there are young people that come to this point in their life and they say, well, is God real? What's this verse say? Did you listen to it? Ye shall find me when you seek for me with all your heart. That's wonderful. How can that be? There's a lot of professing gods in this world, but there's one with ears and eyes and a heart. And he wants your heart. And he wants to reveal himself to you. Seek him earnestly. And I meditated a little more on this portion in Isaiah. What a privilege we have with Christian light. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. And I began to see a few things, searching my own heart. Notice the words way and the words thought. Let the wicked forsake his way. What did the psalmist say? Psalm 139, verse 2. Let's go to that psalm. We'll read from verse 1. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. While we're there, for sake of time, we'll read verse 23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. Dear soul, today, what are your thoughts? What are our ways? Verse 24, see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. There's a way everlasting. The Lord Jesus could say, he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. That's an everlasting way, isn't it? Back to Isaiah 55. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. So there's ways that come about because of our thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord. He will have mercy upon him, and unto our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Our brother Paul quoted these verses last night in his message. But here's a difference. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. If you let him search your heart, what are your ways? Are they deceptive? Are they wrong before God? Hmm. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. What's his way? Is to bring us life in the Son, so righteously established that he can give you life forevermore. Give you eternal life that never had a beginning and will never have an end. Let's go to Psalm 92. Verse 4. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. The work of redemption he took into his own hands because we couldn't be trusted. Fallen creatures, nothing to work with. But on earth, he had objects to love that he must have. Has made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. How wonderful. What sweetness to our souls. Verse 10 of Isaiah 55. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Look what's coming down from above. Rain, snow, and it's causing that which comes up for man and for God. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Let's turn to John chapter 6. I think it was quoted last night as well. Verse 37, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Back to Isaiah 55. That reaches further than Isaiah 55 with Christian light, doesn't it? The Lord Jesus. But that which goeth out of my mouth, and that was that which went out of his mouth that we just read in John 6. We read in the end of verse 11 here, but it shall accomplish that which I please. It shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. So in your soul, when you've searched for him with all your heart, and he's revealed himself to you and given you eternal life, there's an effect, isn't there, when you know the conscience is free and the heart is happy. What's it say in verse 12? For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth with you before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Various times we've heard precious souls who've confessed the Lord Jesus as their Savior, and they knew their sins forgiven. And they said, why? Even the view of things outside, the trees and the birds and the clouds, is just wonderful. It just seems so much better than before. We're getting into this 12th verse, aren't we? Instead of the thorn, that's a curse, isn't it? Shall come up the fir tree, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Well, as I pondered this chapter and thought of dear Jewish Christians in Israel and the Christian light that you can combine with the words of this chapter and the Israeli soldiers and even soldiers on opposite sides, it makes our heart ache to think if they would pick up the Word of God and read, even if all they have is the Old Testament, they could be blessed. The Lord Jesus tells us in His words in Luke, if they believe not Moses and the prophets, neither will they believe though one rose from the dead. Colossians chapter 3. I couldn't help but be observing a connection between this portion in Isaiah and what was brought out yesterday. Verse 2. Set your affection or mind on things above. My thoughts, my ways, as the Lord speaks to us. Not on things on the earth. Our personal ways, our acceptable thoughts. Out of the heart proceed forth. We know the rest of the verse, don't we? But how wonderful that our God has wrought to give us His thoughts and life in His Son.